right. You gotta love Nancy Faust, man. You gotta love Nancy Faust. She's great. And if you would, if you'd like to, there it is, Nancy Faust at the Game is the name of the track, the name of the album, and that is a sports song right there. And Nancy Faust was the organist for the White Sox, and the White Sox had their home opener today. Lovely weather for the for the opener, and we're, you know, Rick Geezer joins us. He is the guy. He's the sports songs guy, and he joins us this morning. Hi, Rick.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
How about that snowy game on the South Side today?
Gotta love it.
Yeah, and they went extra innings too. Ugh. Like it wasn't enough. It wasn't enough that it was 30 degrees and snowing. They had to go extra innings.
More misery. No, more pleasure.
Right.
It's baseball.
Right.
Season,
it looked like everybody was having a good time, though.
I think so.
A lot of the, all of everybody at GN was out there, because it was a home opener. And now, of course, we're the flagship ship station for the White Sox.
They indeed are.
Everybody was out there and bundled up, and they seemed to be having a good time. So, but the Sox lost. They did lose in extra innings. But Cubs
162
won.
162 games.
Oh, I know. Yeah, Cubs won.
Yes,
shut out the Brewers soundly, 8-0.
That's becoming a very nice rivalry.
Yeah. That Javi Baez is nuts. I don't know. Did you see him run around?
I did. I saw the highlight.
He's nuts. Dan, did you see that? Did you see that highlight of Javi?
No.
he basically took third, or he fooled around. He should have just gone into third. He ran, and then he stole home. Basically, well, he ran to home, and he made it. He dove head first. He's nuts, and he's got fantastic hair. All right, so tell everybody about sports songs, Rick.
Sports songs are any song performed by a player, coach, official, referee, umpire, in the world of sports.
Right.
I've collected these for over 25 years. And
a little shout out to Dr. Demento.
Dr. Demento, who I am told will be in the building tomorrow with Bill and Wendy.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
Oh, so today, you mean Friday.
Exactly.
Yeah, I know. It gets a little confusing.
Since I'm not part of this world.
And he is in town. He's got an appearance he's doing.
Apparently,
and a signing. I saw it was... Oh, man. How old is Dr. Demento now?
I saw him last year do a show over in the suburbs.
Yeah.
And he's got to be in his 70s.
Got to be, right? He's got to be. Yeah, I love that guy. I used to listen to him every Sunday night until I became opposite him. So anyway,
and how were your ratings compared to the doctor?
Well, I don't want to brag, but anyway, well, welcome. And because
thank
baseball season just kicked off, and yesterday was the home opener for the Sox, we thought we'd do a baseball. We do this every year.
Yes, we do.
So,
and I appreciate it.
Oh, we love it. And everybody can check out Sports Songs on Facebook. You have sportssongs.com, and there are podcasts available.
There are on WGN.com. You can go there.
WGNRadio.com.
iTunes, yeah.
All right, and on iTunes. Okay, cool. Well, let's do it. We got baseball, and it's WrestleMania weekend, so we may throw in a few wrestling.
We might throw in a few, exactly.
All right.
Have you been following that?
Wrestling?
Yeah.
I was just telling Dan that I always try to catch up a little bit right around WrestleMania, just so I can, I haven't watched it in a while. But I watched the last few weeks.
And so is John Cena, is it going to happen?
Of course it's going to happen.
Or is he just going to be there to promote the movie?
I think The Undertaker is obviously going to show up.
Okay.
They wouldn't. I don't think they would tease this for five weeks in a row without The Undertaker actually showing up.
That's
what I'm thinking.
Black.
A lot of people will be very angry if The Undertaker doesn't show up. And John Cena's just sitting in the front row the whole time. So anyway, all right, we'll get to that in a little bit. Let's do some baseball stuff wherever you want to start, Rick.
Why don't we start track 289.
Okay.
It's a current thing. And many of you may have seen it, not really even thought about it. It's a Chicago Cubs promo for their broadcast on WGN-TV. The Cubs are singing the classic Steve Goodman song that we all know and love, Go Cubs Go. And everybody has a chance to sing. All the stars, all the players that you know and love.
Oh, man, hold on a second. Sorry, I'm having to.
As long as you didn't delete the whole thing.
No, I didn't delete anything. I'm just having this. This is the first time we've done this show, sports song, downstairs. Instead of up on the seventh floor.
It's a good thing you are, because the crowd is here. It's large. It's
all right.
Hey, how are you doing? Good to see you.
All right, let's see what we got here. Let's see if this works. Okay.
And so, you may have seen this promo on Channel 9.
Okay. It's not working. I don't know what's happening here. Oh.
They got the power.
They got the speed.
To be the best in the National League.
Baseball time is
here again.
You can catch it all on WGN.
Go Cubs, go! Go Cubs, go! Hey, Chicago, what do you say? The Cubs are gonna win today.
That's it.
There you go. Yeah, I love the I love the promo for it, the commercial.
Yeah.
Yeah, very, very cool. Yeah, all right, man.
Well, why don't we go to the south side then?
Okay.
We'll go to the next track, 290.
Okay.
And we'll go to Jake Peavy, who didn't have as great of an outing, you know, here on the south side.
Yeah.
But he is a country singer.
Okay.
And here's a track of him singing a song about the people that he's loved in his life with Robin Robinson from WFLD-TV from 2012.
This is from 2012, Jake Peavy. All right, let's see.
And I remember waiting by the curb with Mr. Murphy. When Daddy picked me up from school, his eyes were red. Drove to the hospital in a hurry, where my family gathered round my grandpa's bed. So he was my best friend. He taught me how to fish, and I cried listening to my daddy pray. One of those I've loved along the way. She had a ribbon in her hair the day I met her. And that whole next year, we couldn't get enough. Well, after graduation, she took off for Denver. And for a while, we both tried to keep in touch.
Wow. That's nice.
She was my best.
It's not a bad job
no,
at
that's
all.
Really
not
nice.
A bad.
That's
and
really
I
nice.
Have not found any. Any CDs, anything on Spotify.
That was just on WFLD?
That was on WFLD.
It was on.
And there's a number of things. He's been involved with a number of charities throughout the country where he and other players and people who are fans of baseball will get together and sing.
Wow, that's great. That was really good. That was really nice. Okay, cool. Where do you want to go next?
Okay, why don't we go to a song that we've just got to play?
Okay.
Everybody knows it, everybody loves it, and everybody it demands it. It'll be track 69.
Okay.
And that's a guy who was involved with the Cubs and the White Sox, and that's Jimmy Pearsall.
Oh, yeah.
And Jimmy Pearsall, we lost last year.
Yeah.
I thought he was a great guy. Loved working with him. Loved listening to him. And really miss him and his and all the things he would tell me about baseball.
Pearsall, well, you can talk about Pearsall, but let's hear this first.
Yes.
Here we go.
Is my name and winning is my game. Thinking is the way if you want to play. Play, play, play with all your heart. You gotta love the play, that's the way to start.
Play, practice, play, practice, practice. If you practice all the time, results you will see. Work hard.
I love this, man.
And that is on from a cassette.
That's from a cassette. Now, yes. What was the when was it released?
It was released in 1987.
Okay.
Yeah. He was, he gave baseball, spoken word, baseball instruction.
Right.
And then he also had the rap.
The little rap thing there. Yeah, that's great. Jimmy Pearsall, he was something, man.
He was terrific.
He was unbelievable. I got to tell you, man, him and Harry during the Sox broadcasts were unbelievable in the 70s.
They were outstanding.
It was just the best, yeah. Man. It was the best. And, you know, I'm not even a Sox fan, and I would watch those broadcasts just because of those two guys. And, they were something together. They really were.
That was a great team.
Yeah. Okay, one more, and then we're gonna break for the news.
Okay, why don't we go to a track? It's track 68, the one right before it. Everybody's favorite, Mr. Cub, Ernie Banks, in 1981, put out a 45 called Teamwork.
45, you got to love that.
Yeah, 45, that's a small
record. It's a little record. Yes. For us old people.
Yes, exactly.
All right, so this is Teamwork from 1981.
It is Teamwork,
and
yes.
It's the great Ernie Banks.
When I slam that long ball, it's a powerful and strong ball that burns a hole in the sky. When you hear those fans thunder, they leave no room for wonder. You can kiss that baby bye-bye. But I know I'm not alone when I tag that plate, and I'll share with you the reason why. If you want to rate as a baseball great, you need teamwork with the other guy. I can feel those good vibrations as those fellas shout and call, and I know they're rooting for me. When I see that ball flying over the wall, I can feel just how it's gotta be. On the other side of that wall, there's another game waiting for me.
Teamwork!
It's a fun 45, and, you know, he had been out of the game, you know, he retired probably about 10 years before that.
Yeah.
But he's still Mr. Cobb.
Absolutely, man. Until the day he died.
Exactly.
Absolutely. All right. Rick, hang on, okay?
Sure.
Rick Geezer is with us, and we're doing Sports Songs Baseball Edition. We'll probably squeeze in a couple of wrestling ones, too. We got to take a break here, and the news is up next. Welcome back, everybody. Friday, Fly Jams Friday, coming up straight out of context. Nick D Show, Spies, You Big Dummy, all of our regular features. We're going to celebrate Esmeralda's birthday coming up in a little bit. And it's Sports Songs time, baseball edition. Rick Geezer joins us. You can check out sportssongs.com. And baseball season is underway, so we are going to do some baseball sports songs. Tell everybody who that was.
That was
oh, wait a minute.
Frank,
there you go.
That was Frank Pellico.
Yes.
You may not remember him as a baseball personality because he's the Hawks organist. But he was a longtime Chicago Cubs organist prior to that.
Yeah, yeah. And we all know him from the UC.
Of course. And that came on. It came off of a 1974 album, an LP, called Touching, with the group Gingerbread.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay. There it is. Frank Pellico. All right. Great. Rick Geezer is back, and let's jump back into it. Where do you want me to go next?
When you talk about and think about some of the most hated figures in baseball, who are they in your mind?
All of the St. Louis Cardinals.
Well... that is true.
Yeah.
And then the Mets. I get it.
Yeah.
But not team specific.
Ty Cobb?
The umpires.
The umpires. Okay.
Come on.
I was going players. I'm sorry. All right.
Work with me. Yes. I cannot stand Amos Otis. let's see. Country Joe West is one of the hated of all the umpires.
I can't stand that guy.
So many people
I can't stand that guy.
But he's recorded some songs.
Okay.
And by listening to some of these songs, you may change your attitude.
I don't think so, but we'll give it a shot.
Why don't you go to track 293.
Okay.
And he put out a CD in 2008 called Diamond Dreams, where he played
293.
Okay. And there was music and he did spoken word, and he talked about things about his life. And here is a short clip. I was only able to get some short clips.
Okay.
But this this is a pretty pretty comical piece.
All right, so this is Joe West.
Called Diamond Dreams.
Here we go.
The smell of fresh-cut grass covers a vast field, dissected only by a rough-cut diamond of brown dirt, where diamond dreams on fields of green have the young and the old cheer for their teams. And as the summer sun shines golden beams down on your fields of green and diamond dreams. It's a beautiful game to watch. It's the only sport where you can manage right along with the manager. In no other sport can you do that. You can't do it in basketball because you don't know what play they call. And in football, as soon as the ball snapped, everybody's running into each other. But in baseball, it's all pretty and it's all out there for you to see it.
And this you have to explain this to me.
Is a CD of remembrances with music underneath it. I consider it a sports song. Some may not, but it's recorded. Sold in the music department.
And how old is this? You said 2008.
2008, yes. He's recorded many things throughout the years. And he recorded some things in the 80s, and this was the most recent thing he recorded.
Wow, that's pretty special. Yeah. That's pretty special, Rick. Okay, where are we going next?
Well, let's do a song that I always really enjoyed, and it's track 100.
Okay.
It's by a guy named Bobby Bragan, and he's a baseball lifer. He was the very first manager for the Atlanta Braves when they moved from Milwaukee to Atlanta. And he managed different teams in the professionals up until he was in his 90s.
Wow.
He was managing at different times. It kind of became kind of like a mini Minoso thing where they bring him in
game
or two as he got older.
Yeah.
He did it through the different decades. But Bobby Bragan put out a CD called Brotherly Love in 2005. This is a song that our friend Vince Moranto always tells me he loves. Can't Hit the Ball with a Bat on Your Shoulder.
Can't Hit the Ball with a Bat on Your Shoulder. This is for our good friend Vince. Maybe Vince is listening. I don't know. All right, well, here we go.
You can't hit the ball with the bat on your shoulder. You got to get up there and swing. You'll never hit that apple until you start getting bolder. Hitting the ball is a thing. Now when you get your chance, look the facts in the eye. You'll never hit a homer if you watch him go by. You can't hit the ball, the bat on your shoulder. You gotta get up there and swing. You're a king on the throne when you're up at the plate. But don't go up there swinging like an old rusty gate. Oh, you can't hit the ball if you look like a soldier. You gotta get up there and swing. You know the boys were playing baseball one evening. They hadn't hit a ball all that year. And every time a player left the dugout, the band would yell into his ear, they shout, you can't hit the ball, dummy, but the bat on your shoulder. You gotta get up there and swing. Now you can crack that fastball, smack that number two, but don't just stand.
Birthday girl liked that one.
Ah,
right, Esmeralda, you were bopping along to that one.
It's got a swing to it.
That's great. That's a great one, man. I've heard that before. That's
played that before.
Yeah, it's fantastic. That's great. Okay, what's next?
Let's go to track 104, legendary Willie Mays, the Say Hey Kid. He recorded a song in the 1950s with the Traneers. We know the Traneers. Milt Trenier ran a club here in Chicago.
Yeah.
For many years,
A
big hit that he sang background on. But in 1962, he put out his own 45 of a song called My Sad Heart. And it wasn't hugely popular, but it got a lot of notice because he's the Say Hey Kid.
That's right. Okay, My Sad Heart from 62, you said?
Is it 1962?
Okay, this is Willie Mays.
My
Like, seriously.
It's very good.
It's
is
really
that swinging
good.
Esmeralda?
That's one that swings, too.
That one's nice.
Yeah, that was good, man. Willie Mays. That's a fly jam, too, Dan. Wouldn't you agree that it's appropriate for this day?
Very much so.
Yeah, that was great, man.
Imagine Excellent. A smoky bar.
Exactly. That's exactly right, man. All right. Okay, Rick, what's next?
Let's go to, speaking of fly jams, let's go to track 233.
Okay.
And this is by Thad Bosley, who played on Both Sides of Town.
Yeah.
He's put out a lot of different records under different guises. He's put out Christian records. He's put out funk records. And this is more of a funky song called Muldigger from 1984. It was on B&E Records, came out as a 45 out of Bolingbrook. And this song was mentioned when it first came out in Ebony and Jet magazine.
Oh, really?
So, yeah.
Okay. Thad Bosley, everybody.
He's a super hard ball player. He gives you all his God, Muldigger. Not like most, he don't find a joke. Only gives the best, nothing less, Muldigger. He's a ball player, Muldigger. I don't need no uniform. Muldigger, he'll play for anyone. He's a ball player. He don't mess around, just likes getting down. Not like most, he don't find a joke. Muldigger, he's a ball player. Muldigger,
yeah. Yeah, shocking that this was 1984.
Yeah.
I can't tell at all that was from 1984.
And the funny thing about it is that in 1981, Lenny Randle recorded a song using the same music called I'm a Ball Player.
Oh.
And then the two of them teamed up on a variety of songs
yeah.
as well.
Yeah. We've played that one before in the past.
Yes.
It's a great
yeah.
one. That's a good one, too. All right, what's next?
Okay, let's play, I thought we'd be going to a commercial.
Well,
you know what? Here it is. It's WrestleMania time. Can we play something by wrestling?
Of course.
Okay. We were talking about The Undertaker. The Undertaker and the WWF at the time put out a record in 1983 called the WWF Superstars, and it included Macho Man and Mr. Perfect, Big Boss Man, the Nasty Boys, Bret Hart, and it also included Undertaker, and he recorded this song called The Man in Black.
Here's The Undertaker, who may or may not be at WrestleMania
Maybe.
On Sunday. Oh, my God!
Most powerful entity in the World Wrestling Federation. Slam Jam Dead.
It just keeps going on like that
with The Undertaker just kind of talking.
Exactly. Kind of with the music a little too loud and the vocals
right.
a little too low. But you know what? Since we played The Undertaker, why don't you go to the next track really quick? Because who knows? The Undertaker may be there, and who might he face?
Uh-oh. Well, we might face this guy.
Plus I can't turn the swell off. The franchise doing big business. I live this, it's automatic. I win this. So you hear those horns, you finish. A soldier, and I stay under you fighting.
'cause I'm storming on these chums like I'm thunder and lightning. Ain't no way.
Now you know the audience callback to this song, right?
Yes.
John Cena sucks. John Cena sucks. That's the entire crowd. John Cena sucks.
John Cena put out a 2005 CD that this was on called You Can't See Me.
Yeah.
And this was about that. That portion was about the only thing I could play without editing out the,
oh, really?
The foul language. Yes.
Wow. Oh, which, seriously? He went blue on it?
Oh, very.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
What's funny is when John Cena first came on the scene, he was more like, you know, like hip hop guy,
right?
All that stuff. He had the backwards baseball cap and the whole thing. And I'll never forget this. I can't remember who his opponent was, but they had a match and they had a tail of the tape on the screen. And I've told you this before. Right?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay. This is my favorite. No. One of my favorite things ever in wrestling history was, you know, like, so they had the tail of the tape, and whoever his opponent was, you know, he weighs, you know, 275. He's 6'2", cruiserweight champion. We wouldn't be a cruiserweight champion if he weighed 272 pounds. He would be a heavyweight champion. This he held the tag team champion for blah blah blah. So they list all his credentials, and they something on a on John Cena's tail of the tape, it had how much he weighed, how tall he was, and everything. And then the one thing that he mentioned outside, because he hadn't won any belts or anything,
right,
at that point, one thing he mentioned, he has a PhD in thugonomics. That was one of my favorite things ever. I remember we were watching because I used to have all my friends over to watch Raw every Monday night, and we were all there, and there was like 10 of us there drinking beer and watching this, and all of a sudden, a PhD in thugonomics. What the hell is that?
Well, there's only a couple schools in the country that do carry that program.
I majored in thugonomics when I went to college. Oh, that's so funny. Anyway, John Cena may face The Undertaker this weekend.
Maybe.
All right, Rick, hang on. Let's take a quick break, and we'll jump back into baseball as well. Sports songs right here on 720 WGN. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Rick Geezer is with us. Sports songs, baseball and wrestling edition. Mostly baseball, though,
because
baseball season just kicked off. Tell everybody who that was.
That was Bernie Williams, legendary Yankees player. And he's put out a couple of CDs, and he's really, really gone into it in a big way. In fact, he's written a book about music.
Wow.
And he's very, very much interested. The book he wrote about, I can't remember the title now, but he wrote it a few years ago about the connection between baseball and music. Not necessarily this player recorded and that player, more esoteric.
Oh, okay.
The rhythms of baseball and the rhythms of music.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Very cool.
More poetic.
Very cool. All right. Where do we want to hear next?
Let's go to something White Sox wise.
Got it.
And we'll go to track 83. I was more of a Cub fan growing up, but we were so lucky here because we could see every star, you know, here because we had the American and the National League.
Yeah.
But my favorite player growing up was Dick Allen. Loved Dick Allen, and as much as I hated smoking because my dad smoked and I just didn't like that, it was seemed to be the coolest, most outlaw thing. Dick Allen on the cover of SI, smoking a cigarette.
It's a classic picture.
What a classic! Yeah. I mean, it's a terrible example, but it's a classic example.
And that was a time when everybody smoked.
It is.
I mean,
true.
It was seriously like in the 70s and in the 60s and 70s. Everybody.
Well, but even into the 80s, because I worked for the White Sox. I was an intern on the broadcast team.
Right.
In 1986.
Yeah.
And we would go, I would go into the clubhouse and players would be smoking. Plus, they had chewing tobacco.
Well, sure.
Available for everybody. It was right there.
Yeah. Yeah.
For every so tobacco.
Different time, man. Different time. Yeah.
Exactly. But in 1966, when he was Dick Allen was known as Richie Allen, he was playing with the Philadelphia Phillies. He put out a 45 and he performed around the Philadelphia area, including at Philadelphia 76ers games during halftime.
Oh, no kidding.
He was with a group called the Ebonistics. You know, like Ebony?
Yeah, the Ebonistics.
Yes.
That's a cool name. Fly Jam name right there, Dan.
And he put out a song called Echoes of November.
Okay.
So why don't we take a listen to it?
All right. Richie Allen. That's really good.
Yeah.
That's Philadelphia, too.
I play Philadelphia Soul.
Man, that's good.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. All right. What's next?
Okay. Well, this one, let's get Esmeralda involved.
Oh, okay.
This is her big day, so I had an opportunity. This is track 230 to talk to Hall of Famer Dennis Eckersley, and he's got something to say.
Oh, wait a second.
Track 230, right, Dennis Eckersley, Hall of Famer. He was part of the 1984 Chicago
My favorite.
Cubs. Exactly. And he put together this little greeting. Now, of course, he put together the greeting in 1992.
Uh-huh.
It was in anticipation
of Esmeralda's birthday, which is this Sunday.
Yes. Okay. So he'd like to say something.
All right. Let's see.
Hey, buddy. Happy birthday. This is Dennis Eckersley. And since you've just closed a year in your life, I thought we might have something in common since I'm a closing pitcher. You see, even though things might not start out as well as we'd hoped, as long as we come out on the top at the end, we're a winner. And that's just what you are. And judging from all the love and loyalty you have from your family and friends, it's easy to see why. Even at school, I understand you're working hard to come up a winner. But in my house, I have a brother and a sister, so our birthdays all fall in October. As importance goes, my brother was the oldest, and he was the first in October. It was like Christmas every October. So mine was second. So the lucky guy was the guy who was the first one. You know, by the time I got to my sister, I felt sorry for her. It's like, so what? It's your birthday. You know, we've already been through two. See, I never got a good enough present because my brother was 2 years older. You know what I mean? What he got was always better. Although when we were younger, we used to get duplicates. So I knew what I was going to get right away. You know, whatever he got, I got. But as we got older, I wanted what he had. But when I think back at some of my eventful birthdays, I'm sure that when I was 9 years old, it was a big birthday because that meant I got to play baseball, you know, with the big boys. And then the biggest one stands out is being able to drive. It's like you're in control of your life. And 16 was a big birthday, and I was going to get my driver's license. The only problem was that I flunked my test, which is, we're all human, I guess. But I remember, I think we were having a birthday party, and my mom made a cake, and a chocolate cake, and to this day I don't eat chocolate cake because I got sick. You know, so I think that sticks out in my mind. I don't know which birthday that was, but I can't stand chocolate cake. So a very happy birthday indeed, my friend. You'll always be an all-star in my book.
There you go.
They got real long-winded there. It just started going on and on.
That's over 2 minutes, Esmeralda. Wow. That was over 2 minutes. Well, happy birthday from Dennis Eckersley.
Oh, I always hoped he would wish me a happy birthday.
Well, you just had that happen for you. All right. Esmeralda's birthday is Sunday. We're going to celebrate it in a little bit. Rick, hang on, okay?
Okay.
All right, we're going to get to the news right after this. Faust rocking out. Hi, everybody. How's it going? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate Showcase Studio right here on Michigan Avenue. We're here till 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich has the opening bell at 5, and Steve Cochran. Steve Cochran's in. He's in, right? Am I right? Yeah, Steve Cochran is in this morning at 6. 312-981-7200 is the phone number for talk and text. Fly Jams Friday coming up. Straight out of context, Nick D Show Spies, and of course, you big dummy. And we're going to celebrate Esmeralda Leon's birthday this morning, and we'll do that in a little bit. So you're here on a good morning. 312-981-7200. That was Nancy Faust playing, and Rick Geezer is here. And it's the annual baseball edition of Sports Songs.
And that was from Nancy's 1978 album called Nancy Faust at the Game. One half of the album was her playing at Comiskey Park.
Mm-hmm.
The other half was her playing at the Chicago Stadium.
Yeah. All right, cool. Okay, all right, let's get back to it. What do we got next?
Let's go to track 124. This is a song I debuted a couple years ago. It's an old song, but I debuted on this song. Or the show, and you seem to really like it, and I got a number of emails afterwards saying how much they liked it. It was Lou Burdett,
yeah,
who had a short stint with the Cubs, but was well known for his years with the Brewers. And in 1957, right after they won the World Series, and remember, in that series, he won three of the games in the World Series.
Yeah.
Three games.
That's insane.
And in fact, two of the games, I believe he went all nine innings.
Yeah, that's insane.
So
that's an absolutely insane stat.
And he put out a record, and the song is called Three Strikes and You're Out.
All right, here we go. Lou Burdett. Man,
that's excellent.
I love it. Now, when did you find this? This is you.
I just found, you know, I'd heard about it, and I just had never gotten a copy until a couple years ago.
Yeah, well, that's great. That's a great
so
one.
So it was always too expensive. So I mean, I knew what it was, and I was able to find a copy at a reasonable.
How
price.
Often do you look for stuff? I know that now, you know, you can just go online and.
Whenever I have time, especially if I go out of town or something,
yeah.
I'll see if there's a used record store. I'll try to. It's just one of the things I'll do.
Yeah, very cool. And of course, people if they have suggestions for you, if they know of any sports songs, they can contact me.
They can contact me through the website sportsongs.com or through Facebook. Probably is a better way.
Okay. All right. Where are we going to go? Where are we going to go next?
Well, why don't we do one more since WrestleMania is this weekend? Why don't we do one more wrestling song and then we can end with a baseball. Why don't we do track 298?
Okay.
Arguably the most famous wrestler of all time is
Hulk Hogan.
Hulk Hogan.
Yeah.
So he put out a few records through the years. When he was wrestling predominantly in Japan, he put out some records there. That Mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart, worked. He wrote a lot of the songs.
Right.
And they worked together musically for years later. This is a song on an album he put out in 1995, and it's called I Want to Be a Hulkamaniac.
Here's Hulk Hogan. I Want to Be a Hulkamaniac on WrestleMania weekend.
That's Terry Funk.
Oh.
But we can hear that this is called, this is from 1984, and this is hardcore legend Terry Funk, who put out a song called Barbara Streisand's Nose.
Last night when I heard a knock on my door.
Barbara Streisand's
Nose?
side, it was a girl about 5'4". She said she saw my name on the bathroom wall, so she thought she'd give me a try. I unlocked the door and invited her in. It was then I realized she had Barbra Streisand's nose. She had Barbra Streisand's nose. Liberace smile that drives men wild. And Barbra Streisand's nose. No, no, no. She had Brooke Shields' hair. You should have been
so,
there.
Did Michael Jackson file a lawsuit?
He should have, most definitely.
Oh,
this was a Japanese import. Japanese import, yes. Again, Mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart wrote the songs, including this one.
So Jimmy Hart wrote Barbra Streisand's nose.
Yes. And Jimmy Hart had a long history before wrestling in the music industry.
Yeah.
And he's worked with a lot of wrestlers through the years on their music.
Yeah. Boy, Terry Funk has not aged well.
No, he is.
Well,
not.
I mean, the kind of stuff. Not, he, well, what he's done to his body.
A lot
over the
of people
of the...
don't know him, but I mean, you still see him pop up on different movies and television shows.
Yeah. Well, he's in Roadhouse. That's enough.
Enough, exactly.
Right. Okay. Well, let's do the Hogan thing real quick.
Okay,
since
that's
I screwed
the track
up.
Before 298.
Here we go.
The maniacs do positive thoughts and positive deeds. These are the things that make you succeed. Always be good to your family and friends. They're the only ones that'll be there in the end.
Esmeralda was getting down to that one, too, right, Esmeralda?
That was good, although I don't think he was really following his own advice nowadays.
No, he hasn't. That's true. All right. Let's do a couple more, and then we'll...
Okay. Let's... Well, since it's Esmeralda's birthday, I had a chance in 1976 to talk to Jim Mudcat Grant about the upcoming birthday, and he has some things to tell Esmeralda about life. And this is track 106. And again, there's some very good advice here. So Esmeralda, if you
you're getting a lot of advice.
Yeah, it's future.
What's it? Oh, I'm sorry.
106.
Okay.
Jim Mudcat Grant. He was a journeyman pitcher, mostly with the Minnesota Twins. But he put out this spoken word record in 1976, and I think Esmeralda could benefit from this.
Okay. Here you go. A little advice.
Hear those cheers? It's not always that way because you don't always win. Sometimes you lose. There's two sides to every coin, my mother would always say. She taught me a lot and I love her. I remember the day I was to leave home to start a career. She said, son, sit down here a few minutes. There's a few more things I'd like to talk over with you before you go. Baseball has been a big part of my life and I've learned from that too. You see, I've had two great teachers. And I've learned that life is like a game of baseball. And you play it every day. It isn't just the breaks you get, but the kind of game you play. Stop and look the whole team over. You've got dedication there. You're bound to be a winner with men who really care.
See that, Esmeralda? I hope you're taking all that to heart.
Oh, no. Words to live by.
What was that released?
That was released in 1976.
Okay.
So it was, you know, at the birth of the disco era.
Right, right. You can hear Barry the little White background.
Barry White was still popular. Yeah. And
Jim Mudcat Grant.
Jim Mudcat All right. Grant.
What do we want to close with?
Why don't we close with, since we're talking disco, why don't we go with the disco legend Harry Carey.
Right.
In 1978, he put out, this is track 97, he put out a record of him doing a disco version of Take Me Out to the Ball Game.
Here we go. It's so weird to hear him say home team instead of cubbies.
Cubbies or Sox. Yeah.
So, all right. Well, that's great. And people, again, can contact you. And
they can contact me through sportssongs.com on Facebook, or they can contact me here through the radio station.
All right, great. Always a pleasure.
Thank you very much. Go Cubs. Go White Sox.
And so normally we would have you on again during the hockey playoffs, but that's not going to happen.
Well, the playoffs are going to happen.
My world, but yes, they are going to happen. All right.
Yeah.
Rick, we'll have you on soon.
Thank you very much.
All right. Rick Geezer, everybody. Sportssongs.com. We'll take a break.